A solar power storage system will be built on the grounds of a former coal-burning plant in western Massachusetts. Holyoke Gas and Electric Company is building a 3-megawatt energy storage system at Mount Tom Solar that will allow the municipal utility to meet spikes in demand without having to purchase power from the grid. Consisting of a series of batteries, it will be the largest utility-scale energy storage project in Massachusetts, according to a news release. The project's being paid for with a $475,000 grant from the State Department of Energy Resources. The old coal-fired Mount Tom Power Station operated from 1960 to 2014. Last year, a nearly 6-megawatt solar farm with 17,000 solar panels was installed on 22 acres of the 128-acre site. HG&E has an agreement to purchase all the electricity generated at the site, which is enough to power 1,000 homes, according to James Lavelle, the manager of the power company.
We're going to have over 75% of our electric portfolio that's renewable energy, and over 98% of our energy will be carbon-free.
The conversion of the Mount Tom Power Station site to clean energy has been hailed by environmental groups and community organizers. At last year's groundbreaking ceremony for the solar farm, Carlos Rodriguez, a leader of Action for a Healthy Holyoke, blamed the old coal plant for high asthma rates in the lower Pioneer Valley.
If you ask me, well, 4 or 5 years ago, people said that plant never going to shut down. And then that was hard. We're fighting every single day of city officials or different coalition, and we did it. We did it.
Claire Miller, a lead organizer with Toxics Action Center, said Holyoke is a model for other communities that have old coal-burning plants.
One of the advantages of a coal-fired power plant site is that it already has the hookup to the grid, the transmission, and so looking into whether a coal plant site can be reused for renewable energy is something I hope every company looks into first.
A reuse study launched by the administration of Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse the year the plant shut down had recommended putting solar panels on part of the power plant property.
This is what we wanted to see happen. I mean, it really was something that I said, people worked together, they had a vision, we were proactive, and now we're starting to implement that vision and see actual progress and results.
The study, which included several public hearings, also urged commercial redevelopment of a portion of the property and providing public access to the Connecticut River. The city's receiving a $146,000 annual payment in lieu of taxes from the solar farm. Officials say it is a small fraction of the property taxes the power plant once paid. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.